And welcome to the Twin Cities Fantasy League podcast, the podcast of the league that's been going on for 14 to 15 years of a bunch of college friends, high school friends, and me, the brother. Toss Tears coming at you with kind of a fun little nuance to our league, trying to add some fun, maybe get some interaction. Let's do a Twin Cities Fantasy League TCFL podcast. Yeah, so let's just record a podcast on this blustery January morning. It's pretty damn cold outside. It's 20-30 mile an hour winds, just had a little bit of snow. It's freezing outside. I need to turn on the fireplace in here. Just thought I'd spend a nice little 5 to 10 minutes doing a 2018 TCFL season recap. I'm sure Boss Fight would love it. He's a champ again. Actually, not again. It's his first championship. But welcome to the club. I'm the 3-time winner. And I've got DP Nation one ahead of me at 4. So for the history of our 15-year-old league. And so let's just go through 2018 a little bit. I hope to have, you know, special guests on, co-hosts. I need somebody to talk to other than, you know, me talking to a microphone. So it'd be nice to have people come on and, you know, have a nice little conversation about the teams, do some team analysis. But this one, we're just going to recap 2018. So I just wanted to start with something that's really no surprise to me. Boss Fight, I've been telling him for a couple of years now. He has probably the best dynasty, the best keeper, even the best redraft team in the whole league. And so he's heard it from me. No surprise that he wins the whole thing this year. He goes 11-2 in the regular season. He gets that bye week and then just sweeps the playoffs. But the actually pretty narrow win over Zika Virus in the finals, but still squeaked it out, won the championship. I thought something that was interesting was the first through fourth place teams in the regular season. So the teams that got the 1, 2, 3, 4 seeds, they finished that way in the playoffs. So Zika Virus got beat. He was the second seed, second best record in the regular season. Takes a nice little purse home though. I'm sure he's not too disappointed with that. DP was the third seed. He lost to Zika in the semis, and I ended up losing to Boss Fight in the semis. So we faced off in the third and fourth place game when he took me down. So he can have third place. That's fine. I get the little bit better draft pick, even though it's probably not going to be that great this year. So draft is a little bit slow. So I think an interesting thing was Wet Bandits comes across with our new rules, winning the consolation championship. He gets first pick in each of the rounds this year due to our new rule change to avoid people losing on purpose to get that number one overall pick in the draft. So we'll see what he does with them. I think he's got a couple of first round picks. I know he traded one to me. So I got one of his, but he's got the number one overall. Kind of wish my trade would have involved his pick and not Barb Dar's pick. So anyway, wanted to move on. I wanted to go through a couple of different draft picks that I thought were pretty stellar over the past year, last year's draft. Obviously, you don't win your league at the draft. You've heard that many times if you listen to any other podcast for fantasy football. But in keeper league stuff, you kind of do set your team up for success for the next few years. And not to toot my own horn a little bit, but Saquon Barkley at 101 last year, he's going to be a cornerstone for my team for quite a while. So I think that was one of the better draft picks. Obviously, it was wide open on who I could have taken. But taking Saquon, that wasn't a very hard choice. And he showed me in the first year that he's going to be a stud for quite a few years as long as he can stay healthy. The other pick that I wanted to go over was Nick Chubb at 203 to the factory. He's turned out, after they traded Carlos Hyde for the Browns, he turned out to be a great fantasy asset, and he's going to be a good one for a long time to come, as long as he doesn't get hurt as well. So there's a couple other running back picks in there for me. I took Sony Michel and then ultimately traded him off. And I had Darius Geis in the middle. And Nick Chubb looks like he's going to be better than probably both of them. Although Sony Michel's had quite the playoff run here. So if he can keep that up next year, which a lot of people think that that's how the Patriots should use him, and quite the stud running back there. So we'll see. I don't know. The other one, of course, the rich keep getting richer. Patrick Mahomes at 401 to boss fight. How do you find these guys? You already had Andrew Luck, and now you have this guy. I know Andrew Luck was coming off that neck injury, but still, you find Mahomes, and now you got the number one and number two, in my rankings anyway, keeper league quarterbacks on your team. So apparently an opportunity there to maybe capitalize on that a little bit, and only keep one. So you might as well sell one if somebody will buy. Anyway, you know, some other storylines from the past season was DP Nation had quite the run. He was going for his fourth championship in 5 years, and that would have also been three in a row. I did not want that to happen. He's already won ahead of me for a number of championships for the whole league, being having four and me having three. So I definitely didn't want him to continue to win and go for his Dynasty three-peat. But that was quite the storyline. He almost pulled it off, too. Kind of got stomped by Zeke in the semis, but he would have won the championship if he could have won that semifinal battle. I think there was one team with the biggest improvement. That was mine. You know, going from last place last year to fourth place this year, mostly due to Saquon Barkley. You know, finally got a couple of running backs straightened out for me, so I'm looking forward to dominating over the next couple of years. We'll see. So we had another rule change outside of the consolation championship for Wet Bandits. We instituted a free agent acquisition budget, $100 budget, fictitious money over the year to spend on waiver wire guys. Really hope you enjoyed that. I mean, there were a couple teams that left money on the table, and that's fine. There are also a couple monies that blew their load early and weren't able to pick up guys later that they might have needed. It looks like Dan left all the money on the table, but I'm sure he'll be back at it next year and spend that money on those waiver claims. Hope you enjoyed Fab. I think it's a little bit more interesting, put a wrinkle in how we do waiver wire and acquisitions throughout the year. I was kind of looking at, you know, the Feelers had won in 2017, so I was kind of looking to see where he finished. Storyline from last year was, can he repeat? He had a little bit of trouble. He ran into injuries right away with McKinnon getting hurt. He had traded away Devontae Freeman, so that has left his running backs at a pretty dodgy stage. So finished ninth after winning last year. So he struggled a little bit, but I'm sure he'll be right back at it again this year. And we had one new owner from last year. Dan took over the Bone Crushers from a owner that hadn't been participating too much. And Dan, you got to step it up, man. You got a little bit of work to do with your team. So finishing in last place this year, I know your assets are a little bit lacking, but maybe you should go after Boss Fight. I'm sure he'll allow you to take a couple of guys off of his hands. He's got, you know, some depth and pretty good depth, actually. So I think you can probably grab some of his guys. And that's it. Season 1, Episode 1, TCFL, the Twin Cities Fantasy League Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed the season recap. Probably missed a few storylines. If you have any more, let me know, or have you on and you can talk about the one or two storylines that were important to you. Anyway, have a good week, guys. Later.